Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, a big story out of the UK at a merry old England. It turns out that the English Conservative Party has been getting secret donations from Russian money. This is similar to Le Pen in France, right-wing candidate, who actually got a loan from Putin's Russia in the last election, and is still repaying it, about $12 million. $12 million. Moscow Mitch in this country and Scott Walker in his gubernatorial race got contributions from an oligarch who had gotten American citizenship because he managed to get British citizenship, and then he leveraged that to get American citizenship and contribute massively because of Citizens United to them. You've got to understand something. The Russians subsidize the conservative right-wing parties in Europe and the United States. And I'm not just talking about Viktor Orban in Hungary. We know he's right-wing. But in the UK, here's the deal. There's a guy named Ehud, E-H-U-D, Shellet, former treasurer of the Conservative Party. This is one example, a $630,000 contribution that originated with Ehud's father-in-law, Sergei Kopitov, ends up being contributed to the Conservative Party. Now, in the United States, that would be a crime. I do not know if it's a crime in merry old England. But the Ruskies didn't just interfere and hack into the vote on Brexit, falsely saying things like the voters would lose their health care if they didn't vote for Brexit. It's the Ruskies that squeeze the English out of the EU. And they're up to their old tricks. And quite frankly, this war in Ukraine, among other things, is a surrogate. We have got to stop Putin and the Ruskies from getting their face in our business. Simple as that. Going to the line, CJ of Stoughton. Thanks for calling in, CJ. What's on your mind today?
Well, Matt, thanks for taking my call. Once again, you said, this guy, this president, this cut-and-run president is a success and not a failure. I don't know how much more of a failure you can be. Are you kidding me, too? You're calling for Tucker Carlson to be executed? Pretty sad. Rand Paul's vote, who finances America? I don't agree with the vote, but let me explain why he's voting. Who finances America? China. And China is going to get this money. We're going to go to China to spend money, and we're going to finance it. And what's China going to do? They're going to support Russia. So you should explain Rand Paul's position a little better, Matt. And what is the Republicans going to run on? My God, the cut-and-run president, vice president, do nothing? How about the border? How about the chaos in our streets? How about inflation? How about the cost of energy? How about the cost of groceries? How about no baby formula? You can, the list I could run on. How about the thousands we left behind in Afghanistan? How about the allies? You know, he promised, we aren't leaving until we got everybody out. Well, he lied, and you're okay with that. And it really pisses me off that you don't care about the people we left behind. And
okay, well, let me jump in there. You said a whole bunch of things. First of all, I did not say that Tucker Carlson should be executed. I said that if he said that during warfare, like Axis Sally and Tokyo Rose, we would have arrested them and they could have been subject to execution. I'll give you an example. There were Nazi spies that landed on a beach in North Carolina during the Second World War. They were arrested and executed. So I would have supported the execution of Tokyo Rose and Axis Sally, but unfortunately they were never captured. And nobody asked my opinion anyway. You wanna know why? Because I wasn't born then. That's why they didn't ask my opinion. But with Tucker Carlson, he is toxic. He's a malignant tumor. And if there were a declaration of war and he sided with Putin against us, he would be arrested. There's no question he'd be arrested. Axis Sally would have been arrested in Tokyo Rose. So he shoots his mouth off claiming First Amendment. And yeah, he does have First Amendment rights, but he doesn't have First Amendment rights to commit treason. But treason is a slippery word if there's not a formal declaration of war. That's number one. Number two, Afghanistan, we didn't leave thousands of anybody behind. We didn't leave anybody behind. There were hundreds of people. We sent out over 30 declarations to anybody in Afghanistan who had American citizenship or a green card to leave immediately. I don't know of any citizens that got left, and I don't know anybody who got left, but the people that stayed were Afghans who happened to have green cards. And they looked on themselves as Afghans first, and they wanted to stay with their families, their mother, father, their grandparents. I get it. They were Muslims. They still are. They believe in jihad. They believe in the tenets of their faith. That is their right, but it's not my right, not my duty or Biden's to give them more than 30 warnings. 30 times he said, get out. They said, no, I want to stay with my family. I get it. I respect him for it. But don't give me that somehow Biden left anybody there. He didn't leave anybody there, number one. Number two, inflation. It's worldwide. You don't get a fever just in your left hand. You get a fever in your whole body, okay? You don't get a fever in just your left hand. There isn't just inflation in one country and not another in the developing countries. There is inflation for a variety of reasons. The war in Ukraine, the supply chain problem caused by COVID, a lot of things. And Biden is bringing it down. It's lower now than it was in October. You also forgot to mention that we have the lowest unemployment rate since 1968. The lowest unemployment rate since 1968. Part of the inflation is caused by higher wages. I'm glad there are higher wages. I'm glad that most people look on $15 an hour as a minimum wage, even though it's only $7 or $8. I'm glad about that. You have these healthcare workers, these single women, frequently from the inner city, who take care of people in the most difficult jobs. I'm glad they finally should be getting some money. I'm glad that truckers, first-year truckers at Walmart, are making 110 grand a year. That's tough work. They're out there on the road away from their families for a couple of weeks. I'm glad that they are. And if it contributes to a little bit of inflation, okay. Jean of Eau Claire, my friend, thanks for calling. Jean, what's in your mind today?
Hi, good morning, Matt. Oh, I'll tell you something. You know, there's such a thing as freedom of speech, but there's also a thing about being accountability for spreading nonstop lies over and over and over again. You know, the Republican Party, and now I'm going to call the whole goddamn works of them Republicans and fascists, because they don't stop what they're doing. They don't vote against each other. They hail Hitler to the line and salute. This is sick. And the thing of it is their actions demonstrate. They keep blaming Biden for everything. Every day I say a prayer and say, thank you, God, for letting us have the truth and Biden, because we all went out and voted, and then they tried to attempt to steal our vote, and then they blame the Democrats for stealing vote. It's the Republicans that steal the goddamn vote. And anything that comes out of their mouth, you got to think the opposite. Anything they blame Biden for, you better start questioning it, because Biden tells the truth. And if he makes a mistake, he'll come out and say it. And another thing, too, everything, like what you said to begin with about Russians' influence. I remember watching when this was happening in our country, the divide and conquer and the going after every group. And I saw Bannon, I think, yeah, he was even over, I think, over in England.
Gene, I love your passion. I got to go to a break, but I want to respond to you. You've raised three or four excellent points. I will get back to them right after break. As always, Gene, thank you for your passion and your insight. We're going to break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Back after the break.